Mountain State Mysteries contains adult content that may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised. I'm your host, Courtney, and this is Mountain State Mysteries. The story I have for you today is one that will have us looking up into the sky, wondering if we saw a UFO or not. I was searching the internet one day, looking for a story to tell you guys, and that's when I came upon an article from 2014 of a group of workers from a coal plant that reported seeing multiple low-flying, triangle-shaped UFOs hovering over the West Virginia skies. So this got me wondering, just how many UFO sightings have been throughout the state of West Virginia? West Virginia is known for its mountains, wildlife, being almost heaven, and being the birthplace of pepperoni rolls. West Virginia is also known for its mysterious side. When the fog rolls in over the mountains, you never know what you're going to see, especially in the sky.
Do you ever find yourself searching for a true crime podcast focused on West Virginia? Well, I have you covered. I'm Mark Covey, the creator of Mountain State Mysteries, where every Friday, my co-host Courtney and I will tell you about one of West Virginia's coldest unsolved cases. Tune in to Mountain State Mysteries on your favorite podcast platform.
According to UFOSightingsUSA.com, West Virginia has 904 official UFO sightings from 1971 to 2024. West Virginia ranks number 40 on the list of the states with the most UFO sightings. The sighting that really caught my attention happened on October 12, 2014, around 10 p.m. According to the report, 10 men were working at a coal plant along the Freed-Winifred Hollow Road near Marmette, West Virginia. According to all 10 of the witnesses, all three of the triangle-shaped UFOs were moving slowly and looked to be the size of a football field. In an article on IB Times, quote, "The plant was down and there was no noises anywhere. Me and 9 other guys had just finished doing pipe repair, and we were standing outside leaning against trucks. One of the guys pointed up and said, 'What is that?'" End quote.
Do you ever find yourself searching for a true crime podcast focused on West Virginia? Well, I have you covered. I'm Mark Covey, the creator of Mountain State Mysteries, where every Friday, my co-host Courtney and I will tell you about one of West Virginia's coldest unsolved cases. Tune in to Mountain State Mysteries on your favorite podcast platform.
When they all looked up, they saw a triangle-shaped outlines with white lights the size of a football field coming from the southwest, which would be towards Beckley, West Virginia. A few minutes later, they saw 2 more UFOs. The exact same shape and size appeared, moving slowly and disappeared like the first one. One said, quote, "After these 3 went by, a small object with lots of red flashing lights appeared at the end of the like formation. They were all headed northwest towards Charleston, West Virginia." End quote. The witness said that all the sightings took place within a span of 15 minutes and left all 10 of them confused and scratching their heads. At the end of the day, I'm just like them. I'm left scratching my head and wondering, what did they see? Sometimes at night, you will see a random light in the sky that you can tell is a plane or not. You will see a light moving, then suddenly it will move fast and disappear. If you pay close attention, maybe one day you will be able to see a UFO flying over the West Virginia mountains. If you find yourself enjoying Mountain State Mysteries, take a second to subscribe and rate us on whatever podcast platform you listen on. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok, a la Mountain State Mysteries. For the show notes, check out our website, mountainstatemysteriespodcast.com.
Do you ever find yourself searching for a true crime podcast focused on West Virginia? Well, I have you covered. I'm Mark Covey, the creator of Mountain State Mysteries, where every Friday, my co-host Courtney and I will tell you about one of West Virginia's coldest unsolved cases. Tune in to Mountain State Mysteries on your favorite podcast platform.